This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Oregon Court of Appeals Judge Joel DeVore joins us in the KLCC studios. Judge DeVore, a Eugene resident with a U of O law degree and a background in civil litigation, was named to the court by Governor Kitzhaber 5 months ago and sworn in November. He fills one of three new positions on the court created in 2012. What, we asked him, is the role of the state's Court of Appeals?
We have hometown courts in our counties around the state that handle criminal matters, contract disputes, family problems, custody issues, juvenile issues. If someone's unhappy with the outcome, the one place that they will go is to the Oregon Court of Appeals.
How does the court determine what cases to hear?
Well, it doesn't get to choose. I mean, maybe that's the wonderful thing about the Oregon Court of Appeals. It is a court that everyone has a right to go to if you're unhappy with the outcome of a trial. It hears every case anyone wants to appeal.
The Oregon Court of Appeals was created just 45 years ago. It had five members at that time, and it's since expanded twice.
Originally, it was created because we had only one court to go to, which was the Oregon Supreme Court, which worked fine when it was created back in the 1800s. By the time we reached about 1970, Oregon needed another court to field all of the appeals first, and then that allows the Supreme Court just to pick and choose. So only the Oregon Supreme Court gets to pick and choose. Court of Appeals takes them all.
You're a 13-member court, but you generally operate in trios. Could you explain that?
Kind of hard to have 13 people sitting all at once. The idea of actually having a number like that is that you can split people up into teams of three, panels of three, so they can be sitting even on the same day in different places hearing cases.
You were appointed to the court in November, but you'll need to stand for election in May. Should judges be elected?
That's a political question for the legislature and the voters to decide.
Well, I'm asking your personal opinion.
Well, it sure helps for accountability. It sure helps to keep people connected and judges connected with each other.
Because my experience is that more often than not, judges go unopposed on the ballot. And even if they are opposed, the tendency is to reelect the incumbent because there's so little known about the people who are running.
Well, and that's one good reason that we try to get out as much as we can.
In January, you met in Eugene and actually considered a case involving climate change. Has that climate change decision been arrived at yet?
It's being worked on.
You've been a judge for a very short time now, and we appreciate your coming in with that limited experience. It strikes me that it's just kind of the reverse of what you've done in your professional life. As a litigator, you have to be heard by a panel of judges or by a judge. As a judge, you've got to sit there and listen.
That's right, and hopefully listen well, listen with an open mind.
Why do you want to be a judge?
I think because you care about things being well considered and decided right with as much thoughtfulness as possible.
Precedence is awfully important. Judges often defer when in doubt to precedence. Is that the case with the Court of Appeals as well?
Well, the Court of Appeals follows its own precedent and the decisions of our state Supreme Court. But it is sometimes an open question as to whether something was wrongly decided some time ago or whether the facts were not well understood in a prior case. So it's not a foregone conclusion that precedent always controls. There's a good reason why, you know, that you always hear from your law professors about why you follow precedent, because you want some consistency. Your businesses operate with what you understand the rules are. The police enforce the laws they understand it to be. You know, what's the search and seizure rules in a traffic stop? You don't want those rules changing all over the map. Adhering to precedent and following the law is really important. A judge is not there to make up rules just because you have a personality that thinks it should go one way or another. So following precedent is pretty important to keep out just crazy personal bias. But there are times when it does change. We all are also voters, and we may express our opinion at the ballot box, but not when you wear a black robe. It may break your heart sometimes to see a particularly harsh result where you see the law sometimes works a harsh result. But political opinion belongs, you know, down the street in the state legislature.
Well, we've been talking with Oregon Court of Appeals Judge Joel DeVore, recently appointed by the governor, and I assume planning to stay in that position as long as the voters now decide he should be in it. Thanks so much, Judge DeVore, for being with us today.
Thank you, Claude.
For KLCC News, I'm Claude Offenbacher.